Hello there, thanks again for listening to Seek the Truth. I'm sure you're like me, we're very saddened this week to hear that PC David Rathband had taken his own life and had died. I can't imagine what it was like to try and live with blindness and the last memory of sight to be that of the violence that was committed against him and to be haunted. And as we read in the news that he struggled to recall how his wife, Kath, and his two children looked, and he says that he might be blind, but now he could still see Moat's face, and an awful thing to haunt you, and you feel desperately sorry and sad for a man such as that. I've been reading this week and talking to some Christians on a Tuesday morning about how God has dealt in the world. And, you know, there's a beautiful verse that says about a day coming when there'll be a new heaven, a new earth, a holy city and a new Jerusalem. And it says, God will dwell with men and they shall be his people and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. What a day that will be when there's no more crying, no more tears, no more death, no more sorrow, no more pain. I have to remind you that God sent his son, Jesus, and he sent him to tears. He cried bitter tears. He sent him to the death of a cross because he's the only one who could pay for our sin. The rest of us all had our own sin to deal with. He sent him to be a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. His pain and his suffering and the night that he entered into and the curse that he faced was dramatic and terrible. But I want to tell you today, if you're listening to this recording, there is a day coming when you can enter into heaven and you'll know that there'll never again be tears or death or sorrow or crying or pain, for the former things will have passed away, and it's all possible because the Son of God, Jesus Christ, he died. He died for our sins. I can say with all my heart, he's the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And I trust that you will too. Oh, come to Christ today. Confess you need his forgiveness. Confess you need to know God. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. We trust God would richly bless you today. Thanks for listening.